Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7. It's Bill and Jessica Sports on Power 101.7.
I bet he would go to the Commanders. I bet he would.
Yeah, and I guess it's just a rumor. It's a fake quote that's going around. They also have him pinned going to the Broncos as well. So I guess all the teams are picking this up and just...
Micah Parsons wants to come to the Commanders.
Oh, my gosh. And the Broncos. And who else do they have here?
He only wants to come to...
Bengals.
He wants to win soon, so he wants to come to the Commanders.
Trade rumors.
Yeah, he's trying to win a Super Bowl soon, so... There's only one place to go.
That's fun.
All right, 6:52.
Oh, man.
Jess, what you got in sports?
All right, so Major League Baseball, the Phillies beat the Nationals 11-9. The Marlins beat the Red Sox 5-3. The Rangers beat the Blue Jays 10-4. The Reds beat the Brewers 3-2. The Braves beat the Guardians 5-4. The Royals beat the White Sox 6-2. The Twins beat the Tigers 8-1. The Orioles beat the Astros 12-0. The Yankees beat the Cardinals 8-4. The Cubs beat the Pirates 4-3. The Rockies beat the Diamondbacks 6-5. The Angels beat the Athletics 11-5. The Giants beat the Rays 7-1. The Dodgers beat the Padres 5-4. And the Mets beat the Mariners 7-3. In the NFL preseason, Friday's game, the Titans beat the Falcons 23-20. The Seahawks beat the Chiefs 33-16. On Saturday, the Packers beat Indianapolis 23-19. The Patriots beat the Vikings 20-12. The Dolphins beat the Lions 24-17. The Texans beat the Panthers 20-3. The 49ers beat the Raiders 22-19. The Rams beat the Chargers by 1, 23-22. The Buccaneers beat the Steelers 17-14. The Giants beat the Jets 31-12. The Ravens beat the Cowboys 31-13. The Broncos beat the Cardinals 27-7. Yesterday, the Jags beat the Saints 17-7. Or actually, that one was tied 17-17. But last night's game, the Bears beat the Bills 38-0. Later on tonight at 8, it's going to be the Bengals and the Commanders.
Yeah, going to be a good one.
That will be good.
Going to be a good one.
And that was a rumor with Micah Parsons. He's staying put right now. He's still in Dallas. And then... there was a trade surprise with Philly.
But he wants to come to the Commanders, just like everybody else.
Yeah, okay. the Eagles, and they acquired wide receiver John Mechie III from the Houston Texans. In return, the Texans received tight end Harrison Bryant and a 2026 fifth-round draft pick, while the Eagles also get a 2026 sixth round from Houston. The move is expected to bolster an already potent Eagles offense. So.
We put a question up on the Power Facebook page. You can head on over there. It says, before the NFL season starts, like the real season, which two teams do you predict will meet in the Super Bowl?
Oh, fun.
Okay. So the first comment is from the Philly Eagle.
All right. Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
He says, the Philadelphia Eagles and the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, of course, he's going to put the Eagles. And he says the Buffalo Bills, so. But two good choices. I will say two good choices.
Like any other predictions out there?
No, we just put it up. Oh, so okay, go on right. over, comment. Right. Again, before the NFL season starts, which two teams do you predict will meet in the Super Bowl?
I'm going to ask chat and see what they come up with. I just like doing it.
Most likely to... play in Super Bowl this year. ChatGPT, as of today, August the 18th, just give me top 10 because it gives me all the stats.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that.
All right. Here we go. This is a tragedy. What a joke. I don't even see the Commanders in the top 10. What a joke. Number one.
Not even in top 10. No. I gave them top 10.
Philadelphia Eagles is number one, but they only do that because they just won. They always do that. Mm-hmm. Right? right. No. Philadelphia Eagles.
Are they going to give us two teams, though, for a Super Bowl where they won't do predictions?
They could. I just said give me the top 10.
Okay.
10 most likely Super Bowl teams for 25-26.
All right.
based on current odds and expert projections. All right, number one, Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Number two, Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Number three, Buffalo Bills. Number four, Kansas City Chiefs. Number five, Detroit Lions. Mm. Six, San Francisco 49ers. Still, the disrespect. Mm,
the Niners.
I've heard some stuff about them. All right. Number seven, Cincinnati Bengals. Number eight, Green Bay Packers. Number nine, Dallas. What?
No.
Number 10, Miami Dolphins.
You lost me now. Now I'm gone. I'm a goner.
I don't. All right, I'm going to say I said.
I said what I said.
Commanders had a strong 12-5 season in 2024, so on paper they look like they should be in the conversation, but sports books and analysts don't have them in the top 10 for a few reasons. Strength of competition in the NFC East, playoff track record, roster questions, public betting influence. All right, well, again, getting disrespected again in 2025, it's all good. Good. Wow. I welcome it. Good. Good.
That's funny. He says, I welcome it.
Yes, I welcome
it. I welcome it. Good.
Hey, keep texting in baseball. You want a family four-pack of tickets to check out the Wilmington Blue Rocks, Frawley Stadium? Man, it was a fun night Saturday. It can be a fun night for you on September the 7th. Family four-pack, Wilmington Blue Rocks. Let's go, guys. 302-858-5117. Text in the word baseball. All right, enjoying it at a baseball ballpark treats at Hometown Pride. Good luck.